From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting on a very busy news day, both here in the United States and throughout the world. South African President Jacob Zuma has resigned after more than a week of intense pressure from his party to do so, and just hours before a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament. The VOA's Anita Powell reports now from Johannesburg.
With just an hour left ahead of a Wednesday midnight deadline to resign or face a no-confidence vote, Zuma finally did what he swore he would not do. He resigned. Had he not done so, he would have faced what was likely to be an embarrassing, messy no-confidence vote in Parliament Thursday, bolstered by the African National Congress, the party that brought him into the presidency in 2009. On Tuesday, the party recalled him, a move they expected to provoke his immediate resignation. When that didn't happen, ANC lawmakers lobbied for a planned no-confidence vote to be moved earlier to Thursday. Zuma rendered that all unnecessary in his 20-minute address to the nation.
As I leave, I will continue to serve the people of South Africa, as well as the ANC, the organization I have served all of my life.
Zuma had maintained that the ANC has never told him what it is he did wrong to deserve a recall from his party or a no-confidence vote. But for years, Zuma has been mired in ever deeper, ever wider corruption scandals. Those make a quiet retirement unlikely for Zuma. He could, in future, face numerous corruption investigations, including a pending case that includes 783 charges of corruption. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Zimbabwe's longtime opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has died. He passed away Wednesday in South Africa after a long battle with colon cancer. He was 65. This is VOA News. A gunman opened fire outside a high school in Parkland, Florida, Wednesday, killing at least 17 people. The Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said at least 14 people also have various degrees of injuries. He says the alleged shooter is in custody, and he believes the gunman is an 18-year-old former student. Officials do not believe there was more than one shooter. The House Oversight Committee launched an investigation Wednesday into why President Trump's staff secretary, Rob Porter, was able to keep his White House job for months after the FBI handed officials reports of Porter's two former wives accusing him of domestic violence. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday moved to consider multiple immigration proposals, from sweeping reforms backed by President Trump that would reshape America's acceptance of newcomers to measures focused on helping undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children. President Trump has called on the Senate to support an immigration bill sponsored by Republican Charles Grassley, saying passage would ratify the so-called four pillars of his immigration reform plan. Investigators say pilot error, as well as malfunctioning sensors, likely caused a passenger jet to crash in Russia, killing all 71 people on board. After studying the plane's flight data recorder, the Interstate Aviation Committee said that Sunday's crash near Moscow happened after the pilot saw varying data on the plane's two airspeed indicators. The committee said the flawed readings came because the pilots failed to turn on a heating unit before takeoff. The plane took off from Moscow's Domodedovo Airport for a flight to the city of Orsk and went down in a field about 64 kilometers southeast of the capital. The Taliban has sent an open letter to the American people calling for dialogue to end the proposed Afghan war, claiming that increased U.S. military airstrikes have not retaken even a single inch of land from the insurgency. The Taliban spokesman released copies of the 10-page document Wednesday in several languages. The group has written the letter with the hope, it says, that the American people, independent groups, and peace-loving congressmen will read it prudently to evaluate the future of the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan. The U.S.-led invasion is now in its 17th year. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.